though you've known a thousand men. But still, a ship never sailed on your sea. And though you've known a thousand men, but still, briny water singed their skins. Icy waves drive them back again. Helmets, oars, and swords were washed upon the shore. And you gave them all a thousand chances. Give them a thousand more. In your eyes, a thousand challenges. It's bile into your eye.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Spread Your Bloody Wings by Smog off of Doctor Came at Dawn, before that Fifth Wall by Picastro off of Read Your Blues. Then the first of the three was Alien Me Alien by Monopot off of Something Is Like Nothing Was, which is another album that I like to revisit in the fall time. Looking back at this playlist, very pleased with that transition from Picastro into Smog. I've listened to a good deal of Smog's discography, but just somehow I didn't know what to expect, even though I made this thing, you know, a couple of years ago, from jumping into a Smog song like that. But yeah, I feel like that pairing right there is really good. Likewise with Monopot. And I've been listening to Smog's Wild Love quite a bit recently, and I'm really enjoying that album, and it makes me appreciate this sort of patterns that Bill Callahan puts into his albums, at least with Smog. This sort of like jumping from a lighthearted song to something heavier, and I don't know, there's something very enjoyable about listening to one of his albums. It just feels, it feels active in a way. It feels like an album in a sense. It doesn't feel like this sort of abstract thing. It kind of feels like him talking to you. I'm not sure exactly how to say that, but they're fun to listen to. And like I said before, Wild Love is terrific, and it's got a ton of great songs on it, especially... And what is it? It's a song about Prince. I forget the full name of the song. It might just be Prince. But it's the second last one, and that's a really terrific one. And if I had a place to save music on my computer, for good, permanently, I'd be playing something from that album. Probably that song about Prince, which I really enjoy. But yeah, cool albums. Good stuff. Who doesn't like Smog, right? Anyway, moving up. The next song is going to be from the band Bug Eater. Thank you.
blood, shit, and sweat. Gotta have projects. Write it on.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I hope I didn't mess that up. My name is Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was Roseanne by Ilaili off of Fan. Before that, Gary by Lung Cycles off of The Other One. Before that, Couch Bed by Bogeater off of Helioscope. And I forgot to mention before that I messed up the date for this thing. This playlist was originally from October 3rd, 2022. I was looking over the songs and noticed some discrepancies, some plot holes, if you will. Anyway, mentioning Ilaili, he's actually got an album coming up, releasing this October. It's called Bird in Transit, if I got the name right. Yeah, Birdhouse in Conduit. It's kind of close. No singles released yet, but I'm pretty excited about this one. Really enjoyed Humming By, and I'd like to see where things go full album-wise after Separation, because I really loved Separation. And, I mean, if you know what Separation sounds like, if you know what Humming By sounds like, if you know what the last of his few albums sound like, and you compare it, say, to something like Fan, which, you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, you can hear this really big difference in his music, so it's exciting again to see these sorts of changes in an artist's approach, let's say. I don't even know if saying subject matter would be the right thing, but just how much tone has changed, and like, I don't know, as a non-musician, it's really hard for me to put these sorts of things into words. Kind of a constant struggle of running a radio show and having to fill up time talking about the music, but you know, as someone who, I like to write, and I like to, I don't know, think about the way that my own writing changes over time, and I find it really interesting to reflect on the way that a musician's music changes as well. There's some really interesting things to consider in that way, and it's just exciting. It's cool to see someone change in their art. Anyway, that's the end of the hour. Thanks for listening, and have a good night.